Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, government to revamp waste disposal infrastructure, new town centre to be built in St. Thomas, and Prime Minister pays tribute to Her Excellency Lady Ivy Cook and Captain Horace Burrell. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The government is taking steps to revamp Jamaica's waste disposal infrastructure. Speaking at the LASCO Relief Environmental Awareness Program Awards ceremony last Wednesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says an enterprise team has been commissioned to look into improving waste disposal procedures across the island.
The government has commissioned an enterprise team to look at waste disposal in Jamaica from a national strategic perspective. How can we improve waste collection, solid waste collection, solid waste management, and importantly, to look at the options for waste to energy?
He adds that a report on the viability of implementing waste to energy solutions is being undertaken by a consultant and will be ready in short order. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Holness announced last week that a new town centre is to be established for the capital of St. Thomas, Morant Bay. He says the government intends to transform the 25-acre property that previously housed the Goodyear Tire Factory into a modern-day township. The new town centre will be well-organised with space planned for a town hall, local government building and commercial shops, among other facilities. The Prime Minister was addressing the opening ceremony for the inaugural Jamaica International Exhibition at the Montego Bay Convention Centre in St. James on June 1. He says the initiative is being led by the Factories Corporation of Jamaica and will serve as a great example of how the government is making it easier to do business in Jamaica. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness is assuring stakeholders in the credit union industry that efforts to introduce a regulatory framework will not affect the nature and role of the institutions. Mr. Holness says despite the thrust to better safeguard Jamaica's financial system from criminal manipulation, the government is committed to ongoing dialogue with the industry's stakeholders to ensure that any new regulations introduced continue to foster an atmosphere of partnership and collaboration. He was speaking at the Gateway Cooperative Credit Union Limited press launch last Wednesday.
There is the sensitivity to ensure that whatever regulations are passed, the credit unions can continue to function in that critical space and offer that critical service that they have been doing for the past 70 years.
Noting that over 1 million Jamaicans currently have credit union accounts, Mr. Holness said credit unions will be allowed the latitude to continue meeting the needs of the public, in keeping with the government's thrust to boost financial inclusion. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness last week paid tribute to two outstanding Jamaicans who died during the week. Her Excellency Lady Ivy Cook, wife of late former Governor General Sir Howard Cook, passed away on Monday, while late President of the Jamaica Football Federation Captain Horace Burrell died on Tuesday. Lady Cook was 100 years old, while Captain Burrell was 67 years old. Prime Minister Holness hailed Lady Cook as an outstanding educator who held several leadership positions in the education field. He added that Lady Cook served the nation well, displaying strong passion and dedication for education, child development, and guidance counseling. In extending sympathies to Lady Cook's friends and family, Prime Minister Holness urged them to take comfort in the wonderful memories they shared with her. Meanwhile, Mr. Holness praised Captain Burrell for his dedication and vision in the administration of the nation's football program, which culminated in Jamaica's appearance at the 1998 World Cup in France. Describing Captain Burrell as one of Jamaica's finest, the Prime Minister added that the nation has lost not only a father of our international football reputation, but also a man who invested significantly in community development through his business Captain's Bakery by sponsoring many leagues throughout the island. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly on this station.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.